Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about this?
I feel like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken
care of. It took forever. And the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
Shop Blinds.com for up to 50% off site-wide and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events and the lesser-told stories, ones you might not even know happened. Find History This Week on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
We are fighting the fake news.
Real or fake?
Fake. Phony. Fake.
News quiz.
And it's time for the real or fake news quiz, where I give the people in the studio headlines and they have to tell me whether they are real or fake. Playing today for the first time in a long time, Kim St. Ange.
Welcome back, Kim.
Thank you.
And our returning champion is Ethan Bright.
Got lucky.
And Mark Cox.
Thank you.
Our host. Let's begin with a question about our own state.
Okay.
The state of Missouri. Real or fake, 36.4% of adults in Missouri are classified as obese, better than the national average. Ethan Bright, is that real or fake?
I would say fake.
Mark Cox.
I'm going with fake.
Kim Sina.
I think it's higher. I'll say fake.
It is. Well, it's fake because the national average is 33 and Missourians are 36% fat.
Way to go, Missouri.
Wow.
Well, what about Illinois?
I thought it was less, to be honest with you. That's why I thought it was fake, but there you go.
Mark, giving the audience much more credit. Thank you.
I'm just saying.
Mark Cox, speaking of weight.
Oh, don't you think I'm fat, Carl?
No, it's the same topic.
Go ahead.
It is cheaper to fly to Europe and get a month's worth of supply of semaglutide than it is to get a month's supply here. Real or fake?
That's probably real because they falsely subsidize it in Europe.
Kim St. Ange.
I'll say real.
Ethan Bright.
I gotta go real with them.
It is real. It costs $59 a month for semaglutides, which would be Ozempic, Wegovy, in Germany. And in the United States, it's $1,059.
Wow.
For a month's supply. Some people say, like Mark said, that it is
subsidized. Absolutely
over there.
It is.
And other people say it's the price gouging of the
whatever
companies.
US. They got to pay for R&D. You got to cover your costs.
Right.
Sorry.
Kim St. Ange, real or fake, newborns cry in the accent of their native language. Real or fake?
What? Did that? I don't know. I mean, fake? I don't know. What would an accent cry even sound like? Mark, you're great at accents. I'd like to hear you.
Don't do that.
Please don't do that.
Ethan Bright.
I'm going to go fake.
Mark Cox.
I'll go fake on that, Carl.
You're all wrong. It is real.
Okay. What? I'm sorry. I'm going to need proof of this.
Okay. Just type in these eight words. Newborns cry native language.
I will during commercial break.
Ethan Bright, real or fake, South Dakota has the lowest unemployment rate in the United States.
Sure, let's go real.
Mark Cox.
Because Kristi Noem rocks. I'm going to go real on that.
Kim St. Ange.
I'm going to say fake.
It is real. Finally, we have some.
I'm trying to be different over here.
You're right. It's 2%.
Wow. See? Everybody needs a governor that rides a horse.
Thanks, Christy.
Yes.
Ethan Bright, real or fake?
No, it's Mark's turn.
It's my turn.
Oh.
It's my turn.
She just went.
No, she didn't answer last.
Oh, sorry.
It's okay. It was a late night at La Russa's.
It was.
Yeah, go ahead.
Congratulations to Terry retiring.
Yes.
Real or fake, Mark Cox. Flights were canceled in Japan after a pair of scissors went missing. Real or fake?
I will go with, you said flights plural?
Flights plural.
I'll go with fake on that one.
Kim Sainach.
I'll say real.
Ethan Bright.
I'm going to go real.
It is real. 36 flights were canceled and 201 flights were delayed because a pair of missing scissors that was past security. They couldn't find a pair of scissors, and they thought that someone stole them and brought them onto a plane. That's in Japan.
That's frightening that there's that big of Sally's. Yeah, thank you. Sorry. One pair of scissors. Come on.
Kim Sinash, this is for you. The Kentucky State Fair removed a winning miniature depicting a pornography set. Real or fake?
I guess
a winning miniature what?
A miniature set, you know, like a diorama.
Oh, okay.
I'll say real.
Ethan Bright.
I'm going to go fake.
I'm going to go fake.
It is real. It won, and then someone said, hey, that looks like a...
I didn't think they removed it. I saw the diorama. That's the only reason.
They put it back, but they removed it.
Gotcha.
Originally. All right, where am I going? Okay, Ethan Bright. With more than 600,000 visitors each year, Graceland is the most visited private home in the United States. Real or fake?
I'll say real.
Mark Cox.
I'll say real too.
Kim Sainach.
I'll say real.
You're all wrong.
I was almost going to say fake.
I can't think of
Changed
another
my
one.
Mind last
the
second.
The White House is the number one.
It's the people's house.
It's the people's house. That's not privately owned.
It's owned by the people.
Oh, my.
It's a private residence.
Come on. That's not the same.
All right.
That's a technicality. I mean.
Do we have time for one more? Ethan is currently winning, isn't he?
No, I think we're tied.
All three of you are tied.
Oh, okay. That's better. All right.
Let's all answer the same on this last question.
Mark Cox. A man was arrested for creating fake AI bands and then had bots listen to his songs, and he made $10 million. Real or fake?
I'll go with real on that.
Kim Sainach.
Real. Do it. Do it, Ethan. Say real.
I know the story. I reported it. It's real.
Man.
All right. Hey, you know what? You know what? Mark, you're right.
No, this cannot be like soccer where we just tie.
Winning. I won.
No, you didn't.
No.
None of you won. It's a three-way tie.
Come on. Yeah. It's like a Donald Trump endorsement when he endorses
tie should go to the previous winner. So, just saying.
Technically, I've still won the most games. Just saying.
Any day when I don't lose is a good day.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 50% off site-wide and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events and the lesser-told stories, ones you might not even know happened. Find History This Week on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.